Welcome to your 5 for today. Sometimes there's just not enough time to do everything. Every day we spend time trying to use our time-saving gadgets to create time. If they don't work, we've wasted our time and become frustrated and we end up losing time. We take a very long time trying to get everything done in time. Time impacts on nearly every aspect of our life. Why is it so precious? Well, it's a scarce commodity. We try to pack so much into our lives. There is always so much we need to do, so much we want to do. And with the emergence of social media, so much we feel under pressure to do. We get the impression that everyone else is doing so much more than us and that we are missing out. Yet sometimes we need to take a time out and just reevaluate what is important and what is not. We can spend years chasing after things that in the grand scheme of things are actually a waste of time. The Bible says that our lives are finite. We all recognize that. The Bible states that our lives are just like a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. We are warned not to boast about tomorrow, for we don't know what a day may bring forth. So because our lives are for a limited time, it is important that we ensure that we fill them with the things that are really important. It is also critical that we ensure that we do what we know to be right. Psalm 100 reminds us, "The Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His." The Bible is saying that we're not our own. God who designed us has plans for us that we could never devise. So who better to trust in than our Maker? You may be thinking, why should I trust God all the time? The reason is tremendous. We should, because God cares for us more than we will ever be able to imagine. We can only really think in terms of time. And even then we struggle to truly comprehend more than a lifetime. God has always existed. He's always been there. It's hard for us to understand, but He dwells outside of time, in eternity. God's care for us can be shown in one of the greatest facts in all the universe. It's this. When God looked at us in our sin and rebellion, He hated our sin yet loved us as sinners. Words are easy. We use them all the time. God, who cannot lie, put His words into action in the most amazing way by saying that He sent His Son to be the Saviour of the world. God became a man, a perfect man, that He might suffer for us, pay the price for our sin. So through faith in Jesus Christ, we can be forgiven. He left eternity and came into time so that we might be able to enter eternity with Him forever. It was God's rescue mission for sinful mankind. What an amazing God can be ours. So the greatest thing we can do in time is accept Jesus Christ as Saviour. But it is important that we be in time. It's often the weightiest decisions that we put off. The Bible implores us to ensure that we make a critical decision before it's too late. Because now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. When we spend time with God, it's always for our blessing. When we take time to ask for our sins to be forgiven and thank Him for His Son, then that's the best use of time we'll ever find. And it'll affect our whole eternity. Thank you for listening.